Kick FM.
Kick FM.
How did that come across, like, such a massive motion picture? Hear about your music? And
well, it's still a bit of a mystery. I live in East Yorkshire and really can't think, and I've managed to find out from Warner Brothers, after they contacted me, that the director himself suggested the song. Now, he also did a film called The Notebook, and I know a lot of songs in that are quite kind of tearjerkers, so I think he must just like that kind of music. But how he heard about me, I'll never know. Nobody could seem to give me an answer. They just said that he thought he'd heard it. So I don't really, and I had sold a few CDs to America, because I sell my CDs through my website, and I had some sales from America, and all I can think is that somehow or other one of them ended up, you know, under his nose. I don't know.
I suppose in a way it's lovely to kind of keep it a mystery, isn't it? How
it is a bit. It's really nice. And I just couldn't believe it. And when I got the email, I was at home in Driffield, and I'd come home from doing a gig on a Sunday, a bit like today, and I was a bit shattered, and I put the kettle on, put my pyjamas on, switched on the computer, and then went to check my emails, and I thought I was joking, and I actually rang my friend and read it, and one of my friends in York stays up really late, he's a musician friend, so it's probably about 2 in the morning, and I knew he was up because I could see on Facebook, and I rang him, I said, "You won't believe this, listen to this," and I read this email out asking if I could give my permission for the song to be used, and we were both like, God, you know, wow. So we often talk about that night and how funny it was. I told him, because he was the only other person up that I knew, and how amazing. I thought maybe it was like, too good to be true, but no, it happened.
The voice of a new generation. The voice of a new generation.
The voice of a new generation. 87.7.
Kick FM.